You're listening to Live from Studio Radio 45. This podcast was recorded in our studio in Queens, New York. This is the audio version of the podcast. If you would like to see video of this performance, subscribe to our YouTube channel at YouTube/Studio Radio 45.
Today we are here with Soumye Kaniko. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
And before we do a little interview, we're going to actually have her do a performance of one of her songs so you can get an idea of the sound. So could you introduce the song, and then we're going to hear one song and we'll do a quick interview.
Yes, we're going to play Together Alone, composed by Kaoru Watanabe. And we have Pablo Luchans on drums and Kaoru Watanabe on shinobue.
Okay, that was the music of Sumie Kuniko. You can find her latest album on CD Baby. It's called J-Trat and More. And where can they find you on the... do you have a website?
Yes, I have a website. The website address is sumiekanekomusic.com.
How would you describe your music?
It's basically a mixture of Japanese traditional music and jazz idea. So we use Japanese traditional instruments such as shamisen and shinobue, and I also play koto, the Japanese harp, and Kaoru plays a Japanese drum called taiko. But the music is more free and improvisation basis.
Oh, really? Okay. Can you describe the instrument that was on the last track that you were playing? What is that called?
It's called shamisen. The literally means taste of three strings. And I call it Japanese banjo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's made of animal skins and ivory, etc.
Oh, really?
It looks like a lute instrument.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And actually, you could check out the look of it on our YouTube channel, which is YouTube/StudioRadio45, where you'll actually be able to see a video of one of the performances as well. So you grew up in Japan?
Yes, I did.
Okay, where exactly in Japan did you grow up?
Chiba, the suburb of Tokyo.
Okay, and did you start playing music at a young age? Have you been
playing music? Yeah, very young age. I started koto, the Japanese harp, when I was 5, and then when I got in the conservatory in Tokyo, I started shamisen.
Okay, great. And then how long have you been in the States for?
It's been 12 years.
12 years, okay. And did you study here in the States?
Yes, I went to Berklee College of Music.
Okay. How was that experience?
Great. I had a lot of... I made a lot of international amazing friends, which I still keep in touch with in New York City. And that helps me to hook up to the music business. So it's great.
When's the next tour? Where can people see you perform?
I think the next tour will be sometime... warm season, because last tour we went, that was in February, and that was quite cold. So I'm hoping we can go back there like April, the sakura season, cherry blossom season.
That's great.
That'd be nice.
Cherry blossom season in Japan is supposed to be really nice.
Oh yeah.
And are you performing a lot in New York City? Because I know some people might like to come check out the music live.
Yes. Most of all, my gigs are updated on my website.
Okay.
And next performance will be at St. Divine Cathedral in... St. John Cathedral in Upper West Side.
Oh, that would be nice. The acoustics there are probably really nice.
Mm-hmm. On... 16th. May 16th.
May 16th.
Yes.
Okay. And who do you have here in the studio with you today? We have drums, we have a flute player.
Mm-hmm.
Can you introduce them?
Yes. I have Pablo Luchans from Chile on drum set. And we have Kaoru Watanabe on flute called Shinobue.
And the flute, very, very beautiful instrument. Are these traditional Japanese instruments?
Yes, these are traditional Japanese instruments used in... traditionally in festival music or theater music. Very simple length of bamboo with 7 holes for the fingers, 1 hole for the embouchure. You know, not unlike the Western flute in terms of the embouchure and sound production, but stylistically, of course, very different in how it's approached.
Yeah, it's a beautiful instrument. Sounds great.
Thank you.
And you're here with your daughter, actually, today.
Yes, 8-month-old Shinobu.
And she... she'll be on the tracks in the background. You can hear her crawling around on the yoga mat playing with his flutes.
And the drum solo was actually by her.
Yes, she did the drum solo. She filled in for Pablo for that. Well, it's great having you guys here. We're actually going to be playing... you guys are going to be playing 2 more songs for us. If you would love to hear those 2 songs now.
Sure. This is my arrangement of my favorite things from the movie Sound of Music. And I arranged it when I was at Berklee, so it's in 2002, I think. So I wrote the lyrics in Japanese, and that's in 5. Hope you enjoy. Meguri aite しやそれともわかぬ間に雲が暮れにし夜はの月 This is called Mai Hana, means dancing flower in Japanese. I wrote this in
2012.